Good morning and welcome to the Friday Morning Sports Show. I'm Mikey Capobianco, and I'm joined alongside two very special guests from the Port Washington Swimming and Diving Team this morning. Boys, please introduce yourselves. So happy to have you guys on.
Hi, I'm Joseph Apat.
And I'm Mitchell Stevens.
All right, guys, thanks again for coming on the show. You guys have had an unbelievable season competing in the state championships. You guys have really set the bar high for Port Washington swimmers this year. So first, I want each of you guys to tell me what you think of your season as a whole, and like, what do you look back on remembering your junior year season?
Well, I think that this season was probably one of the best that I've had in Mitch and I's 5 years of being on the team. Mostly just because, you know, every single race, no matter what, whether it was, you know, dual meets, states, counties, divisions, like everyone was kind of off their seats and cheering for everyone in the pool. And I think that that's something that we've really developed over these years, and just every, like, where no one is swimming without having their name getting cheered, no matter what event it is, whether it's even exhibition, which means that the race doesn't even count. So I really think that brings the team together, and I'm just really excited just to see like how far the team has come in terms of just like everyone getting involved during the actual meets.
Yeah, no, I mean, Joe nailed it. I'm very happy with how the season turned out from a personal perspective and, you know, as a team. But yeah, I'm happy with how things turned out.
That's awesome. And you mentioned that you guys have been both on the team for 5 years. So you guys started as middle schoolers. So how do you guys feel like you've grown personally as swimmers since?
Well, I personally think that, you know, when you're a middle schooler on the team, you're looking up to all the juniors and seniors on the team, and, you know, you think they're the fastest people, like, you know, on the planet. And then all of a sudden, like, you know, you get up to that level, and you're breaking, like, their records, and then you're the one that, you know, the 7th and 8th graders are looking up to. So, you know, it means a lot that, you know, or seeing how far I've come, you know. I never imagined that I'd be where I am, but, you know, I'm here, and I'm happy about that. So
yeah, and the thing is that those guys were all like on teams that have been on outside of the varsity team, and I remember like seeing that they were on like the, you know, varsity team for the first time. It was like I had all these friends and just like kids that were older than me, like, you know, all my like role models from other teams, like now all like on my varsity town swim team, which was just like one of the best things for me. And I just, that's really why I like just kind of fell in love with this team specifically at you know, at Schreiber High School.
That's awesome. It sounds like there's a real family element to the team, and looks like you guys brought that all to the pool. So, and then I'm going to get the stats. You guys broke records this year, which is super exciting. Joe, why don't you start first?
Yeah, that's a mistake. I actually did not break school record this year. Yeah, I just made I did make states in the 500 freestyle with a time of 4:52.31, and then at states I won a best time of 4:49.25. It looks like the school record is actually 4:46 point something. So next year, we'll get that next year. But overall, like, I was just really excited to get that you know, get that states cut in the first place. I mean, you know, you could ask Mitchell. It was my goal throughout the whole season to get that cut, and it was just really like kind of almost overdue at that point, because I was just really there had been multiple meets where I tried getting the cut and I just wasn't successful, and then finally at you know, county's prelims, I finally got it, and it was just one of the most exciting moments in my swimming career.
Awesome. Mitchell, what about you? You're Mr. Butterfly. That's known as a beast of swimming. So take me through your success this season.
I mean, my success came from a lot of technical aspects when it comes to swimming. I really focused on my streamline and, you know, my underwater kicks, and you know, with the help of my coach. And so that really helped me, you know, grow to the level that I you know, came this season. And yeah, I did break the school record in the 100 fly by over a second. Not to brag or anything.
Nah, that's awesome.
Yeah, and it was previously held by Calvin Yee, so he's a good friend of mine. So, you know, it's a bragging right in that aspect. And, you know, it's just fun, you know, all in good spirits. And so, yeah. And Joe kept us on the edge of our seat till the very end, with just waiting till the last second to break that to make that cut time.
Hey, man, down to the wire. You got it done. And then for the people that are listening that don't know, me, myself included, what does the preparation go into, like a swimming meet? Like, what does a typical swimming practice look like at the pool? Is it intense every single day? Take me through that.
Yeah, so pretty much it kind of, the season kind of starts out with just kind of getting everyone, you know, back into the groove, like, you know, maybe some easy stuff. But then pretty soon, like less than a week, like we start getting like into it, and we start, you know, adding on like the grindy sets, like something that's going to take longer. It's going to be, you know, on a difficult interval, and you got to make that time. And pretty much we kind of like carry that out for like certain points of the season. And then up until dual meets, usually like there might be like one day, like it's a little easier before the dual meet, but we pretty much do like a taper before like the big meets, like divisions, counties, and states. And we kind of just like go easy for like half a week to a week. So Mitch was actually at more of these practices than me, so he could probably tell you a little bit better of how it works.
Yeah, well, I, you know, because Joe and I also swim outside of the school, and he's very big on swimming for the Club Team Express that we both swim on, which practices after school. And that works better for him personally because he's a distance swimmer, so he gets more practice time. But for me, I made the decision to, you know, attend morning practices with the school.
Which was a wise decision.
For the majority of the season, and see how it turned out for me. And, you know, I'd say it worked out well, you know, for me personally. And I'd also like to say that Joe and I, when it comes down to preparing for, like, a race meet day, Joe and I have very different preparations when it comes to that.
Like, what does that look like?
Yeah, I'll almost, like, starve myself and not eat,
wow.
You know,
okay.
That much. Like, I'll have a little bit, but, you know, if I eat more than, you know, I'm, you know, used to, then, you know, will weigh me down. But Joe, on the other hand, Joe will eat right up until, you know, right up until his race.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, I typically, you know, load on the breakfast, but, you know, when it comes to during that meet time, you don't want to eat like too close. Cause then that's not going to show up well on the race. And especially for a race that's like 20 laps long, you definitely don't want that. You just want to be hydrated and you want to go in, doing your best. I think like, in terms of like right before the race, Mitch and I like both, like, you know, kind of listen to our own music, you know, kind of get into the zone. I tend to not be around other people. Like when I'm preparing, you know, and that comes with like just whether it's just not talking to someone, but sitting in bleachers with the team, having my headphones in, just kind of focusing on that. And I think Mitch is pretty much the same in terms of that. I mean, unless he wants to add.
I mean, yeah, I guess so. I mean, I'm not really like thinking about it. Like, I guess the whole before the race is all just kind of like nerves and stuff like that. So sure. I'm not really thinking, but then, you know, I get up onto the block and, you know, I'm still like, I don't know. I don't really remember like before my race that much. I just remember like after. It's just, you know, it's a very tense moment.
I gotcha. And then my last question for you guys, obviously coming off a tremendous season, ton of success for you guys. You guys are juniors, so you both have your senior season ahead. What is this time period from now to beginning of next season going to look like to train your guys' body, to get in the mindset and, you know, try to break even more records, break that record that you were telling me about before? Like, what is this period going to be like for you guys now?
Well, it's going to start out definitely getting back to, like, the grind, like I was saying before, like, definitely some tough stuff. But since the varsity season is over, we're just going to be training with our club team. And so that also has a long course season, which is, like, it's basically Olympic pool length, where we just, like, swim, like, in meters instead of yards. And the pool is twice as long, so that's great. And there's pretty much like it's got its own season with, you know, we have like the grind at the beginning and then we like kind of taper down for like these bigger meets, and that'll be like over the summer, and then we'll start up again in September with kind of just that same, you know, kind of grind, like working, like, you know, we're getting our goals into shape and working towards that.
Yeah, well, I'd say States was a really almost like life-changing experience for me in the swim world. Now that I've seen what's like humanly possible by people, you know, like our age and, you know, from different schools, like it's just, you know, it makes you want to like get back into the water like as soon as possible and just start like training and getting ready for that next season. And so, I mean, that's what it did for me. So I'm really excited for my senior year. I want to go, you know, out with a bang. And I think the team is in good shape as well for, you know, future generations, I guess, of swimmers for the team.
Yeah, that's amazing. It sounds like you guys have a great mentality. You guys are the men. Thank you guys for joining the show. On behalf of Port Vikings, we just want to congratulate you guys on your awesome seasons. I'm going to be senior this I'm a senior this year, so I won't be able to follow you guys next year, but I'm rooting for you guys, and just go kill it. So thanks for coming on the show, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.